The audio that follows is an excerpt from the Pariyatti Dhamma podcast. This recording is from a lecture given by Essing Goenka on the Meditation Now tour in 2002, and it consists of the question and answer section from the end of the talk. We hope you enjoy it.
I am a naturally happy person. How can I benefit from Vipassana? You become a happier person? Don't you want to become a happier person? Be a happier person. And this is the stage where you are the happiest person in the world. Why don't you charge for courses? How much shall I charge? Can you give? It is invaluable. It is pure spirituality. The moment you make spirituality as a commercial commodity and you start putting a tag of price over it, it loses its efficacy. It is no more pure. It must be always given freely. No charges. No charges for the teaching. No charges even for your boarding and lodging. 10-day stay, residential course. No charges. Those who take courses, when they find that it has done so much good for them, then they feel more and more people should get this wonderful technique to come out of the misery, and they donate willingly without anybody asking anything. So there are no charges. But still I say, you have to pay something, which is very important. And you have to pay 10 valuable days of your invaluable life. Give that and you will get benefit of it. How did you do intense practice and have a family? We have a family. I'm a householder and I carry this great testimonial with me to say that I am a householder. It is good for the householders. Householders have got so much problems in their life. You have to face these problems. When you do intensely, that means you are developing your faculty to face any kind of situation in the life. One has to face different situations and learn how not to get miserable because of that. I am an ambitious person. Will Vipassana make me inactive? Oh no, it will make you very active. What you will lose is your habit of blind reaction. You won't have blind reaction now, but action will be there. Whenever there is blind reaction, there is element of negativity in it. You become miserable, you make others miserable. But when there is action with a positive mind, action with equanimous mind, balanced mind, it is always good for you and good for others. So whenever a situation arises, a good Vipassana meditator with open eyes, a few seconds will feel the sensations and see that I am equanimous, I am not reacting to sensation, and then whatever you do, is the action. It is not a reaction. And it will always be positive. It will always be good. How can Americans generate compassion for Osama bin Laden? A miserable person. He doesn't know what he is doing. He is harming so many people. At the same time, he is harming himself. Because one cannot harm others without generating some defilement or the other. Just think of this person, all the time generating hatred, hatred, aversion, aversion. That means misery, misery. Deep inside, one must have compassion for this person. But this person or such persons, they don't understand the language, the soft language. First, you have to try and explain them in a soft way. Look, you are harming yourself and you are harming people for no reason. You are just killing people whom you do not know even who they are, just because they do not belong to your religion, just because they do not belong to your culture, just because they do not belong to your country. What you are doing? If one doesn't understand, then you have to use hard language, very hard language, hard vocal action, hard physical action. Deep inside, there is only compassion, no anger. When you generate anger, you started harming yourself. You have become a sick person. How can you help others? A lame person cannot help another lame person. A blind person cannot help another blind person. All the other actions the government has to take. This is the duty of the government, to look after the safety of the people. And they are doing that. They have to do that. But each individual has to see that you don't generate anger or so also fear, feeling of insecurity by this technique. You always remain fearless. If one generates fear because of these terrorists, you are supporting these terrorists. This is what they want. They want to generate fear in the people. They become more and more fearful, more and more fearful. Then they start kneeling down and say, all right, we agree whatever you say. We will do whatever you say. Please don't kill us. Please don't kill our people. This is what they want. And we have not to surrender. We'll face that. No, whatever you are doing is wrong. So with all the strength, we face it fearlessly, but without anger. And this technique will help you how to face such situations which look impossible, but they are possible. Can you split this 10-day course into 5 weekend courses? Bargaining. Habit of bargaining. I come from the business family, so I know how business people keep on bargaining. When I went to my teacher for the first time, he said, 10 days? I'm such a busy person. How can I spare 10 days? No, sir. But look, I'm very intelligent. You give me your technique, I'll practice at home. Why 10 days? Nothing doing. Can't help. All right, one day. I sit with you one day, and then I will practice at home. 2 days, 3 days, and now these 5 days. It doesn't work. If it was possible, I would have been the first person to help people to get in a few days. It doesn't work. Because you have to make your mind so sharp. It is actually a surgical operation of the mind. And you have to go to the root level of the mind. And therefore, a portion of the mind has to become very sharp, very sensitive. That requires minimum 3 days continuous working. Then the operation starts and you go to the depth and feel different sensations and train your mind not to react. 10 days is the minimum. 100 years back, this technique was not taught to anybody who will not spare 1.5 months. 1.5 months in this fast life, so difficult. If my teacher had told you 1.5 months, I would have missed it. So they reduced it to 1 month. Yes, people get something. 15 days, people get something. 10 days, yes, they get something. Good, something. Less than that, you get nothing. So why waste your time? There are people who have taken 1 or 2 courses with me and started teaching just 1 day, 2 day. It gives some benefit at the surface level, but you can't go to the depth of the mind. You can't take out your misery from the depth of the mind. Are you still angry? When I compare what I was before I went to Vipassana, I feel so happy, so happy. Anger does not arise, but even if it arises, so quickly it passes away. It cannot overpower. And anybody and everybody can reach that stage. It is not something very impossible. It is possible, but one has to practice. One has to work. I am old student of Vipassana. How do I convince others to come to Dhamma? Your daily life will convince them. If there is no change in your life, you are the same miserable person as before, who will come? What Vipassana has done to this person? Why I should waste my 10 days? No change in this person. So work properly and see that you get a change and better for your life. More and more people will certainly get attracted and they will come to the courses. What do you consider the most important thing a parent can teach a child today? The same thing, I say start teaching the child before birth. Pregnant mothers too come to the courses and they work not only for themselves, they are working for the child also. A pregnant mother, when the child is in the womb and you generate anger, you generate passion, you generate fear, what message you are giving to this child? What sort of life he will live? But when you practice, you are practicing Vipassana, coming to a course, you are purifying your mind and you are generating pure love, compassion, goodwill. You are giving such nutritious food to the child. The child will come out to live a very happy life. And such mothers come to the course, I want a Dhamma baby, I want a Dhamma baby, and they get Dhamma baby. And then there are courses for children, age 7 years or 8 years. There are 3 days courses where they just learn how to observe the respiration, that's all, in a very light way, without feeling any pressure. And later on, when they become adult, they take 10-day courses. Many schools and many colleges in India, they have made a part of their curriculum for the school boys, school girls, anapana, this respiration. And in college, full course of 10 days is compulsory and they get benefit. What do I do if I am in chronic pain? I understand. Pain is pain, chronic pain is worse. But we have seen people suffering from cancer, and terminal stage of cancer is so painful, so painful. And if one is a good Vipassana meditator, one keeps on observing the pain, till the last breath. People, good meditators of Vipassana, we are getting information from their family members that so-and-so died so peacefully, consciously, without crying. It's an art of dying. You observe, death comes, so what? You are prepared for that. You don't get fear of that. But one must first learn the art of living. Then only one can learn the art of dying. So learn art of living and have no fear of the death. No fear of any pain. Please speak to us about courses given in prisons. Very miserable people. They are away from their families. They are away from the comfort of their own house. They have committed crimes, so they are suffering. But the bigger suffering is they are prisoners of their own unwholesome habit pattern at the depth of the mind. Even while they are in prison, all the time the thought comes to them, revenge, anger, hatred. When I come out of prison, I will kill that policeman. When I come out of the prison, I will kill that fellow who gave witness against me. I will kill that magistrate, that judge. These kinds of thoughts are there. By practicing Vipassana, when they start observing the sensations, then they start realizing, whenever such negative thoughts comes in the mind, I am the first victim of my negativity. Look, there is a burning sensation. Palpitation increased. Tension gets built up. Misery, what I am doing? I am making myself miserable. I may kill that person maybe after 10 years or 20 years, who knows. But I am killing myself now. I am killing my peace and harmony now. It becomes clearer and clearer. And that is how they start changing their habit pattern. And I tell people that not only those who are behind the bars and behind these walls, they are not only prisoners. Everyone, even outside the walls, is a prisoner. Everyone is a prisoner of one's own unwholesome habit pattern at the depth of the mind. And one keeps on suffering because of that, come out of that, as these prisoners in the jail are coming out, so those who are outside, they should also come out of the misery. I carry guilt from my past, words and actions that I regret doing or saying. I have deep remorse. Will Vipassana help me? Certainly. Every time when you have this guilt feeling, every time you repent, you remorse, you are making this reaction that you have in the mind, a reaction which generates misery, you are making it deeper, deeper. Like a drawn on line on the water, it goes away. A line drawn on the sand beach, it goes away after some time. A line drawn on the rock with chisel and hammer, deeper and deeper. You keep on remembering that incident. You keep on remembering that incident. And you make this line deeper, deeper, deeper. You are multiplying your misery. And this technique will help you. Whenever this feeling of remorse or repent comes in the mind, just accept. Just accept at this moment, this feeling is coming in my mind. Let me see what sensation. What sensation? You keep on observing, observing, observing. It passes away. The memory will remain, but it will not make you miserable as it makes now. So a very good solution is there. Good, good. After three, I am liberated. Good, good. I am happy. I am happy to answer. What makes Vipassana meditation different from other forms of meditation? We are not here to condemn different types of meditation, because I know with my experience and experience of so many people that any good meditation will give you relief, will make your mind calm and tranquil, purify your mind. But I have found it is only on the surface level or slightly deeper. It does not touch the root of your mind. And the root of your mind is constantly in contact with the body sensations. Any technique which works with the body sensations and trains the mind to remain equanimous, you call it Vipassana or anything, it will give the same result. But forgetting the body sensations, if you try to purify the mind, it will purify the mind, but only on the surface level. Try Vipassana and then you will know the difference yourself. How do you sustain these teachings after the seminar? Well, after the seminar, you learn the technique. There is no magic or miracle. You learn how to practice this mental exercise. You go and learn some physical exercise, yoga or anything else, and then daily you have to practice to keep your body healthy, strong, sound. This is a mental exercise. You learn in 10 days, then every day, morning and evening, you practice it and try to apply it in life. Every time, whenever any situation arises, how I am facing this situation? In the same way as before, or with a more balanced mind? Even if I reacted, have I reacted so deeply as before, or less deeply? Have I kept on reacting for a long time, or now it is short time? You keep on examining yourself, but daily, morning and evening, you have to practice it to get established in the technique. How do you train your assistants? I want to join a course that you teach. Join any course makes no difference whether I teach or the assistants teach. They are well trained. It takes years, years to get oneself first established in this technique oneself. And then, with whatever purity one generates in the mind, one must generate love and compassion and goodwill, selfless love and compassion, without expecting anything in return. Then we also examine that this person has got a means of livelihood or not. Independent means of livelihood should be there. Otherwise he will start asking money for the teaching and the whole teaching will get impure, will get polluted. Therefore, this training for the assistant teachers takes time, but once they are trained, don't worry, the same teaching is there. Evening discourses are on video. Every instruction, every hour that comes is on audio in my own voice. The assistant teacher is there. If one has got any confusion, meet him. He will clarify, he will explain you. He will take out your doubts and you can work better. So don't hesitate to go to an assistant teacher, because I can't be with every center and every place unless I get some supernatural power of one Goenka becomes 1,000 Goenka running everywhere. They are Goenkas, those who have been trained as assistant teacher. Work with them and take maximum benefit with their teaching. May all of you get benefit of Vipassana. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness.